My guest at this time is Mike Hammond. He is the chief counsel at Gun Owners of America. He has joined us in the past as the president has put forward his gun control agenda. The hallmark of that was a proposed ban on what are called assault weapons, and California Senator Dianne Feinstein was spearheading that effort. It passed the Senate Judiciary Committee, but on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said that that would not be part of the gun legislation that he brings to the Senate floor because he thinks that particular component of the bill would end up killing the whole thing. And Mike, thanks very much for being with us.
Hello, Greg, and hello, America.
Well, it's a couple different ways to look at this from your perspective, I suppose. First of all, what's your reaction to the fact that Harry Reid decided the assault weapons...
My reaction is this. It's a trap. It's a non-event. What's going to happen is they're going to take another bill, and that could be the Veterans Gun Bill, gun ban, and bring that to the floor, and then Dianne Feinstein's amendment will be offered as an amendment to that. Furthermore, they'll probably break off a magazine ban and offer that as an amendment to that. And furthermore, they'll probably take the Universal Gun Registry and offer that as an amendment to that. So when Harry Reid says he's not dropping Feinstein from the bill, what he means is it's not going to be in the bill which is reported to the Senate, but it will be offered on the Senate floor. So, I mean, the question we're asking is, why in heaven's name should anyone vote for this underlying vehicle when we're being told in advance it's going to be nothing but a vehicle for a gun control buffet?
So basically what the strategy is here is you need 60 votes to open debate, and by not including these controversial measures, he'll probably be able to get those 60 votes, and then he'll just need simple majorities to get the more controversial aspects added back to it, and then you're... Everything hangs on a cloture vote to end debate, correct?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. There are two mechanisms that he can use to bring the bill up. But if he brings it up under the 50-vote mechanism, he has to give Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, the First Amendment. So the motion to proceed, which he will probably use, will take 60 votes. So the exercise is to trick us to voting for that motion to proceed by starting out with what he views as a non-controversial bill, although banning gun sales to veterans probably isn't all that non-controversial if you're a veteran. But he'll bring up what he views as this non-controversial bill, and then we will have the gun control-orama offered in just a series of amendments on the Senate floor. So our message is vote against the motion to proceed. We don't want any gun control to come up at all.
And so, obviously, there are many different components potentially to this legislation that you're very concerned about. There are some reports today suggesting that Feinstein might not even have 40 votes, much less 50 votes, specifically on the assault weapons ban. Do you believe that there's...
I don't think it has 40 votes. I mean, you start out with, I think, all 45 Republicans against it. In addition, people like Judiciary Committee Chairman Pat Leahy has indicated that he's going to vote against it. So... I guess that Feinstein probably has somewhere between 30 and 40 votes. And, in fact, you couldn't move to proceed to a bill with Feinstein on it. The problem is this. Senator Whitehouse from Rhode Island has indicated in committee he's going to tweak Feinstein, probably going to take the magazine ban and offer that as a freestanding amendment. And it's going to be the exercise. You remember Obamacare, in which Harry Reid just pushed and pushed and pushed and said, who do I have to buy off with this bribe or that bribe? That's what they envision for the floor consideration of this bill. And they will try to tweak and bribe and buy off as much gun control as they can manage.
Even if all the worst possible things you've mentioned could happen with all these amendments bringing back all the things you don't want to happen, do you think that Harry Reid could get to 60 to end debate?
I hope not, but as I said, we've been through this exercise before with Obamacare, and he will use every bribery tool, every coercion tool, every threat in his tool chest in order to try to get the 60 votes he needs in order to first get to the bill, and secondly, get the bill out of the Senate and over to the House. So we're not taking any chances, and our message and our strategy is don't let them move to proceed to the gun control buffet.
So you don't see this as a win at all. This is a before warn that this is still all coming. It's just coming in a different way.
There's nothing good that could come out of this, either substantively or morally. And the last thing we want is a replay of Obamacare and its bribes and its coercion and its threats.
Lastly, what's your sense on where the vote counts are on some of these other measures that you're concerned about, whether it's the magazine capacity limit or the universal background registration?
Well, they're going to try to tweak each of them and bribe and threat in order to get the votes for them. As it currently stands, I'd guess that you have fewer than 50 votes for magazines. In terms of the universal gun registry, I think as it now stands, we could successfully filibuster that. But take into consideration what Chuck Schumer, the liberal anti-gun senator from New York, is going to try to do, is take all of these negotiating chits that he used in his negotiations with Senator Tom Coburn before Coburn backed away and try to use them as sweeteners. So for us to move to proceed to any of this thing at all just involves so many risks with respect to all these components. And currently, I think even the veterans gun ban, I think we probably could currently successfully filibuster that. But if we allow it to go to the floor, we open ourselves up to the sorts of deals which could allow many of the components to pass.
Do you think they'll get the 60 votes to open then, given your concerns and the
Well, I have a phrase, and that is you don't pop the cork until they bang the gavel. So I am not going to do my victory lap until if and when we win. But at this point, that's what the fight is over, to try to keep them from getting the 60 votes they need to move to proceed to it. Or alternatively, to try to force them to do an alternative procedure which allows Mitch McConnell to put a killer amendment into the first spot.
Well, we'll certainly be watching, and I'm sure we'll be in touch as this all plays out. Mike, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Mike Hammond is chief counsel at Gun Owners of America. Find them at gunowners.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.